So Daisy members, supporters and friends, welcome to this showcase of the work of the Daisy Consortium. In this presentation, you'll hear from some of our staff team, from Daisy members, supporters, friends and partner organisations as we highlight some of the wonderful activities of our organisation. Let's begin with a reminder of our guiding vision, which is that people have equal access to information and knowledge regardless of disability, a right confirmed by the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And the mission of the Daisy Consortium, to develop global solutions for accessible publishing and reading in partnership with civil society, publishing and technology industries, standards bodies and governments. So this leads us to the domains in which we work. Supporting the Daisy community to provide standards and best practice tools and technologies to support accessible reading services. Extending the Daisy community to expand accessible reading services and partnership with the publishing industry in developing countries and industrialized nations. And driving inclusive publishing. Working across the mainstream publishing industry to bring about the era of born accessible publications. You'll hear examples from all these areas in the next few minutes. First, let's turn to Avnish Singh, who will tell us about the Daisy Consortium and accessibility standards. Avnish.
Hello, everyone. I'm delighted to present the work of our committed team. We started more than two decades ago and created the world's best accessibility format for publications, the DAISY format. It became the most popular and the most accepted format worldwide. And we did such a nice job that even today, the DAISY format is considered great when it comes to digital talking books based on recorded audio. And a decade ago, armed with the knowledge of DAISY standards, we took another big initiative, and this was to make EPUB 3 the mainstream accessible, the mainstream publishing format accessible. And you know that EPUB 3 has become quite popular after that. And now, what I make you nervous by saying that EPUB 3 is not an accessible publishing format? Well, it's true. But when you create the EPUB 3 publications by following the EPUB accessibility specifications, then you create the really accessible publications. So EPUB 3 has the ingredients of accessibility with all the other ingredients, and EPUB accessibility specification puts together the ingredients of accessibility in the right way. So EPUB accessibility was originally developed under IDPF, then it went into W3C, and to elevate EPUB accessibility on the global landscape in 2018, we decided to submit it under the ISO. And we are glad to inform you that we have recently received the results of the poll of the voting, and the final voting says that all positive votes have been received by EPUB accessibility in the ISO. So you will soon see EPUB accessibility becoming an ISO standard. Taking it forward, we are also planning to submit EPUB accessibility under the European Accessibility Act, and all of you know the impact. Now, why EPUB accessibility is such a nice thing? EPUB accessibility is built on the well-known Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, and it adds the requirements which are specific to publishing onto it. It guides you what you should be doing to make your content accessible. And it also guides you what kind of accessibility metadata you should be putting in your publications so that your readers are able to recognize that you have put so many efforts on accessibility. So EPUB accessibility takes care on the production side. But I would like to know if you are able to identify the accessible publications from the retailer's website. Well, not so easy right now, isn't it? To help the users, We are also working on another document, which is named as User Experience Guide for displaying accessibility metadata. The target audience are the retailers and the distributors. It provides them the guidance, what to do, how to interpret the machine-readable accessibility metadata in the right way, and how to display it to the users, to your readers, in the right way. This work is going on in W3C, in the EPUB3 community group, and you will be glad to know that VitalSource became the first one to commit to implementing it, and more retailers and distributors are likely to follow. Now, let's move to another topic, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. You heard me saying that EPUB accessibility is built on the well-known WCAG. Now, a question comes to mind that why do we need two specifications? Why can't we put the publishing specific requirements in WCAG itself? Well, it is possible, and we have started work on it. It may take some years to complete, but we have started the collaboration for achieving this with the Web Content Accessibility Working Group. So we can move to the tools now. We all know that everything starts from the accessibility standards. At the same time, it is very important to know that the specifications sitting on the website will not provide any benefits to the users. For providing the benefits to the users, we need to work on the tools to implement these standards, these specifications. So I will like to present the suite of tools developed by DAISY Consortium. Let's start with OBI. OBI is the production tool. It is one of the world's most popular production tool for producing the audiobooks. DAISY can produce the books in DAISY 2.02, DAISY 3, EPUB3, and can also add support for new formats easily. I remember in 2008, a highly regarded person in DAISY community said that OBI will be loved by DAISY community for at least a decade. It was 2008, we are in 2020. And 12 years down the line, the popularity of OBI is increasing. Now let's hear from Andrew Furlong from Vision Australia, what he says about OBI.
Hello, this is Andrew Furlong. I'm the Technology Support Manager at the Vision Australia Library. Proud to be a longtime member of the DAISY Consortium. We provide library services for approximately 16,000 Australians who are blind or vision impaired. I'm very happy to add our experience that in recent years, we've replaced all our audio production tools and now only use OBI software to create all our DAISY books. But also, after successfully using it in our 8 Talking Book studios, we're now expanding our production capacity by introducing a home-based recording service using OBI. This home-based recording service allows us to be more flexible and meet increased demand, which is very important in these COVID times. You may be interested that all of our studio and home-based narrators are volunteers, and they found OBI easy to use. That's important because they operate the DAISY features of the software at the same time as narrating. Also, because it's accessible, OBI allows us to involve blind and low vision volunteers in that production process. So it's been a good news story, and we've been really pleased at the ongoing development by the consortium that means OBI's improving all the time.
Let's continue with the next tool, Tobi. Don't be confused, there is T in front of OBI. So the Tobi is a production tool which creates the full text, full audio DAISY books. And it was the first tool to produce the EPUB3 media overlays. Another big achievement of Tobi is that it provides an editor for image description, which empowers you to create really sophisticated image descriptions. Tobi tool is right now in maintenance mode because All the features that we desire to add to Toby have been added. Now let's move to the next one, the DAISY pipeline. There were actually two versions of it, pipeline one and pipeline two. On a whole, DAISY pipeline is the backbone of the production workflows of DAISY members. It is a cross-platform tool. It is not only a tool, I would say. It is a huge collection of number of tools for conversion of one format to another. Let's see what kind of conversion formats are there in pipeline. Here is the list. Okay, there is DAISY 3 to DAISY 2.02, DAISY 3 to EPUB 3, DAISY 2.02 to DAISY 3. Oh, there are more, DTBook to RTF, there is DTBook to DAISY, DTBook to EPUB, and XHTML to EPUB. Oh my God, this would take an hour to complete. So you got an idea how powerful is DAISY pipeline. Now let's move to another segment of tools. These tools are for EPUB production. We just saw the tools for DAISY plus EPUB production. I would just like to mention that the three tools you saw earlier, all these three tools are designed to support both DAISY and EPUB, and their architecture is created in a way that we can quickly add the support for new formats. Now let's move to the EPUB tools. These tools that I will be mentioning now, these were actually created for the mainstream, the publishers, the aggregators, and also some for the disability service offices. But I am glad to inform that our DAISY members are also benefiting from these tools. Starting from ACE by DAISY. ACE is the Accessibility Checker for EPUB. It's an award-winning tool which has the biggest impact on driving the inclusive publishing worldwide. ACE is cross-platform. It highlights the accessibility errors and guides you how to correct it. It's an automated tool. You can use ACE command line and integrate ACE into your high capacity production workflows. You can also use ACE app. We have provided the ACE app version quite recently to enable everyone across the publishing to use ACE. Everyone who is producing accessible books, ACE is essential for that person. ACE can work with any production tool. You may be using XML based production workflows, or maybe you are using something very different like InDesign. ACE works well. The impact of ACE can be seen that even though it's a mature tool, then also we are observing about 14,000 downloads in 5 months. So with this, I will hand over to George, and he will be talking about the smart tool.
So hi, everybody. I want to start off by talking about smart, which is a complement to ACE. So ACE is the automatic tool. SMART is the simple manual accessibility reporting tool. Because you cannot do everything automatically, SMART takes the report generated by ACE and provides the publisher with the ability to review the things that are identified in the publication that needs manual review. And it's a checklist of various items and provides reports and information on the what you need to be looking at. These integrate with the DAISY knowledge base. That's very important for showing the best practices on how to do things. Next, I want to talk about Word2EPUB, which I am just delighted to have the DAISY Consortium release this year. It's something I've been dreaming about for years. I'm not the only one who's delighted about the Word2EPUB tool. The Association of Learned and Professional Society Publishers have announced that Word2EPUB will be shortlisted for the Innovations in Publishing Award. This is a society of over 300 publishing organizations around the world. So we're going to see a lot more of the exposure to the Word to EPUB tool. The best thing about the Word to EPUB is that it makes perfectly accessible EPUBs, provided you use the built-in features of Word that, like headings, footnotes, and such. Those features will come through in the EPUB. So now let's talk about work we are doing hand in hand with the publishing industry. So with EPUB Check, this is a collaboration with the publishing industry at the W3C, where they have funded the DAISY Consortium to build the EPUB Check tool. Yesterday, we released 4.2.3, a maintenance update, and fundraising within the publishing community has been going really well. There's still a little bit to complete with that fundraising, but we expect that will be happening. Finally, we have, on this slide, we have Thorium, which is developed by EDR Lab. It's a cross-platform application. I'm using it on Windows and just love it. It's the most accessible reader, the most powerful reader I've ever used, and I'm just delighted that we have moved in that direction. So moving on, we've got additional collaborations between the DAISY Consortium members, various experts, and the DAISY staff on various projects. And one of these projects is the Diagram Project. This is funded in the United States by the Department of Education. It's been awarded to Benetech, and the DAISY Consortium has been collaborating on with Benetech for many years now. We're in the final year of this five-year grant. And the focus has been, of course, on all of the graphical content that we might find in books. And we have jointly developed the standards that identify what to do with meaningful content, what to do with images that are just decorative, and then images that need long descriptions or extended descriptions. So this is part of the domain that we've collaborated with Benetech, and it just is a demonstration of one of those fabulous collaborations that we have. And moving on to other collaborations, Richard?
Well, let's talk about another collaborative project, which is the Braille Music Project. And we're going to hear from the project manager, Sarah, and she'll tell us more about that.
Hi, I'm Sarah Morley Wilkins, the project manager and user experience consultant for the DAISY Music Braille Project. Our project sets out to identify, prioritise and deliver both short-term and long-term improvements to secure the future of Braille music production. We aim to have at least one improved tool available for rapid professional, accurate and automated music Braille transcription, which produces global formats and is linked to a production workflow. Work is progressing well with the team developing Hodder and Make Braille at DZB Leeson. Another project aim is to have at least one improved interactive music Braille user tool, and this is for blind musicians to independently read, write, convert and explore music in accessible ways, in education, for work and leisure. A request for funding proposals is currently open, with expressions of interest due at the end of this month. The project is a cross-sector activity that's possible due to the collaboration that distinguishes the DAISY Consortium. We have a project circulation list of over 150 worldwide music Braille specialists, end users, individual and agency transcribers, music teachers, developers, service heads, musicologists, and many more. And DAISY members and supporters have kindly stepped up to provide the financial resources we need.
Thank you, Sarah. Now I'll ask Avnish to tell us about the joint project with Nels.
Great. So we are having another productive project with the National Network of Equitable Library System. Oh, I remember all that. So there are a lot of deliverables, but I will focus on some key things. The joint projects was instrumental in increasing the reach of ACE by DAISY and of epubtest.org, which is the reading system testing website. They supported us for internationalization and localization of both ACE and epubtest.org. Another good outcome was the accessibility metadata editor in the ACE app. With that, now you can also edit the accessibility metadata errors using ACE. Another important outcome was the training materials. With their help, we were able to produce nice videos and nice text-based training material for inclusive publishing. The project also contributed to DAISY pipeline project.
So as well as development projects coordinated by DAISY, you'll hear that our member organizations are busy innovating in production techniques and to offer better services. And many members are interested in offering access to their audiobooks using smart speakers. So we recently brought together some examples to share these learnings. And one of those was from Blind Low Vision New Zealand. Here's a short clip of the system being demonstrated.
Alexa, open Sonar Library.
Welcome back. What book would you like to read?
Moby Dick by Herman Melville.
I found Moby Dick, or The Whale by Herman Melville. This book is 24 hours and 37 minutes long. To continue reading from the last moment, say continue. To read from the beginning, say start. Or choose one of the following. Table of contents, or description.
Start.
Great. Enjoy your book.
Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Chapter 1. Loomings. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely.
So the DAISY Consortium is a platform to exchange information about challenges and opportunities and innovations, so the best ideas can be shared between our members. This can be through the DAISY Planet, through articles on our website, through online meetings, or in this case, through a webinar. Now, let's turn to DAISY's role in driving inclusive publishing.
Okay. In addition to the nice list of projects you have seen till now, we are also working on some projects, some activities, which provide the essential framework for driving accessibility in the mainstream publishing. Let's start with EPUB 3. I mentioned in the beginning of the presentation that EPUB has the ingredients of accessibility along with other ingredients. And EPUB accessibility specification puts the ingredients in the right order and makes the publication accessible. But can you imagine what would EPUB accessibility do if there is no EPUB 3? I think you got the point. Why is the work on framework important? So obviously we worked a lot for the initial first version of EPUB 3, which was released in 2012. But the work did not end there because EPUB 3 developed further, it evolved further. And we continue to contribute to EPUB 3 to ensure that accessibility remains the high priority. Last year only, the community released the latest version of EPUB 3, EPUB 3.2, and the evolution continues. Now let's move to the next project, which is the DAISY Knowledge Base. When we started working in the mainstream for accessibility, we observed that the mainstream publishers were providing it difficult, was finding quite difficult to follow the accessibility standards. Why so? The reason was that unlike the DAISY members, the mainstream publishers are not the accessibility experts. They need comprehensive guidance to produce accessible publications. So, the DAISY knowledge base was developed to address their pressing need. In the DAISY knowledge base, you will find almost all the techniques that you would need to make your publications accessible. It may be a simple technique for putting page numbers to a complex markup, advanced markup for creating the extended descriptions. It's such a rich resource that it is being used across the publishing industry, and we are also using the DAISY knowledge base in our tools, ACE and SMART. Next, let's move to the best practices for inclusive publishing. We are working with the publishers very closely to understand what are the pain points of the publishers which they face while producing accessible content. What are the challenges they face while they tackle the complex markup? And we work with them to find the workarounds and to find the best practices for overcoming the challenges. Let's see what Rachel Comerford from Macmillan has to say about it.
My name is Rachel Comerford, and I'm the Senior Director of Content Standards and Accessibility at Macmillan Learning. I'm really happy that all of us are here prioritizing accessibility. It's been a real joy, and I'm glad that we're here together trying to make education more inclusive. I really appreciate what you're doing to help us get better at making good ebooks.
Well, great. So publishers such as Macmillan Learning, Pearson, who've just joined us as a friend, and many others, they're creating wonderful publications that are born accessible. But all their efforts can be as nothing if the reading systems, the apps, the websites don't support the accessibility features needed by people with print disabilities. The DAISY Consortium leads an effort developing rigorous accessibility tests and providing the results to the app developers and end users. We do this with a wonderful crowd of volunteers, including people with blindness, low vision, and with print disabilities such as dyslexia. Let's hear from one of them.
Hi, my name is Julie Clementon. I'm an individual with a print disability, and I've been volunteering with DAISY to test reading systems. And I'm so excited to see how our tests and the results can improve the accessibility of reading systems in the future.
Well, I'm excited to see those improvements too. We publish the reviews of reading apps at the website inclusivepublishing.org. The DAISY Consortium has developed this website to be the go-to source of trusted information on the web on the topic of inclusive publishing. It's rich with articles, guides, videos, and links, basically lots of information for publishers, educators, developers, and consumers. Many countries moving into the world of accessible publishing, but the DAISY Consortium is a global organization. And of course, in many regions of the world, accessible books are just in their infancy. Fortunately, the DAISY Consortium has been able to provide support to partner organizations. So let's hear from a member of the DAISY team, Dipendra, about our work to extend the DAISY community.
Hello, this is Dipendra Manocha. I'm Director of Developing Countries Program at DAISY Consortium, providing face-to-face trainings in countries. For example, in last year, we have been providing training in several South Asian, East Asian, or African countries, such as Bangladesh, Nepal, in South Africa, in Rwanda, in Ethiopia. And there, we are able to not just provide training, but almost at many places start the new method of production, distribution, and reading of accessible books. So in the COVID era, we have been innovating and not just getting stuck in the lockdown, and we went online. And here is a person who actually benefited from this training, which went in the online mode, and has learned how to produce accessible EPUB books.
Hello, my name is Douglas Omweba, an assistive technology instructor at Enable. I really appreciate DAISY Consortium my colleagues and I have learned and been empowered to create accessible digital material using EPUB. The variety of accessible training materials plus practice exercises on this platform made the training interactive and enjoyable. Indeed, I'm already using the skills I've gained here to solve some of the challenges affecting the visual impaired in my country, Kenya. Thank you again for this opportunity.
We have materials, we have developed several materials, resource materials, which are then available on the DAISY Consortium website, which can be referred at any point of time. We have also built up a community through email list, which is our DAISY network mailing list. And there is very, very good problem and solution sharing, which is happening on this mailing list. And all these efforts are really helping us to increase our community, to reach out to several parts of the world where these technologies did not exist earlier. This family will grow, and the solutions will really reach the people who really need these solutions, especially in the low-income countries.
So in summary then, and in conclusion, the activities featured in this showcase show how DAISY member organizations and the DAISY team are working together to fulfill our mission. Now more than ever is the time to redouble our efforts to ensure that digital information systems are accessible to everyone for reading, for learning, work, or for pleasure. The DAISY Consortium is here for you.